All right. Sounds good, Gerald. Thanks for all your help. Well, welcome to session three of the bestsellers. I'm here today with Shay Dorn, who's recently joined us as one of our consultants. She has gone through the Nutritional Therapy Association program and also was very excited to learn about a form of muscle testing therapy called MFT, and has been seeing anywhere from, 85 to 100 patients a week. So for the last couple of years, she's got quite a bit of clinical experience with products. And so I asked her to just kind of jump in if there's anything. Welcome, Shay.
Hi.
Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And like I said, if you have any experience or any personal stories, jump in. It's always nice to hear a fresh voice. I like to think that I'm the most entertaining person on the planet, and people are going to be so excited to hear me, but I know that it's always nice to have someone join in on a conversation, because sometimes products can get a little boring, so a new change, a new twist is always nice to have. So we're on session three, and I just want to review something. Again, I know you've heard me say this the last couple times, but it's really important, and that is to understand the difference between a primary antioxidant and the best example is SOD, superoxide dismutase, how it works synergistically with the well-known secondary antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E. And of all the antioxidants, SOD is the most powerful. And we mentioned earlier, a single SOD molecule can neutralize thousands of free radicals, whereas secondary antioxidants can only neutralize one. One of the things that just sometimes this gets a little confusing, it depends where the cell, where the oxidative stress is. So for example, if you get if you get SOD inside the cell, intracellular, it neutralizes tens of billions of oxidative reactions. Whereas if you get in the blood, it might not be as high. So that's why we kind of round it out, because one unit of SOD has a life of several days. It catalyzes the elimination of billions of free radicals. Again, but for some simplicity's sake, we're just going to say 1 billion. So each microgram of plant SOD yields 6.6 units. And 20 micrograms, which is the average that's in most products in the tablets, will yield 132 units. And so that means that well over 132 billion oxidative reactions occurs. Now, just so you know, to give you a perspective, if you've got one free radical molecule or one free radical type molecule, what it's going to do is steal an electron from another molecule, and it's going to steal one from another molecule. And that chain reaction actually will occur, and I don't know how scientists estimate this, but over a million reactions. So until that free radical, that oxidative experience gets quenched or satisfied, it will destabilize a million other molecules. So here we're talking about the ability to quench 132 billion of those oxidative reactions. And each one of those individual reactions, if antioxidants are not present, will destabilize a million different molecules. So it's kind of cool, and it's exciting that it's free as a part of our vegetable tableting culture. Or I like to call it vegetable tableting base. Biotix uses vegetable tableting vegetable culture because it's a culturing process, but I call it a tableting base. So here we go. So this is the next tier, session three. And the first one is we're going to talk about Chondrosamine Plus, BioMulti Plus, Bio3BG, GTA Forte, covered briefly, review it, S-Ezyme Forte, Iodine Plus HP, Iodine Forte Drops, NutriClear, NutriClear Free, Metastim, De-Stress, B6 Phosphate, Glucobalance, BioGlycoszyme. I did sneak another one in there, GlucoResolve, Livitrid Plus, Epsicidal, Beta Plus, and Caprin. And you'll notice there is 46 there, and I'll tell you why I snuck an extra one or two in. So let's start with Chondrosamine Plus. This is number 31. And It contains three capsules or 1,000 milligrams of elemental glucosamine as glucosamine hydrochloride, 500 milligrams of purified chondroitin sulfate, 100 milligrams of MSM, 6 milligrams of manganese, along with other synergists, including niacinamide, vitamin C, pantothenic acid, folic acid, B12, and sugarcane, which most people don't realize. The sugarcane extract is something called a Wozen factor, or it's an anti-stiffness factor, and it's actually a source of silicon. So that's per three capsules. We use it for arthritis, primarily degenerative joint disease, soft tissue repair and support, osteoarthritis, inflammatory joint diseases. We suggest 1 to 2 capsules, 2 to 3 times between meals. Take 2 until pain is reduced, and then reduced to 1 TID. And Shay, you mentioned when we were off the air that you had a personal story with this.
Yeah, my dad takes chondrosamine, and he has kind of an extensive history in the military and a lot of different injuries. So he needs a shoulder replacement, and he needs new knees, as well as a hip replacement. And so he had been taking, I don't know, probably, you know, 5-10 different products from varying companies to try to help or postpone some of the surgeries and that he had and some of the inflammation that he was experiencing. And when I started working with Biotix, I was like, Dad, you know, you take all these different things. Like, you should really try taking this product called chondrosamine. I really think it would make a big difference for you. And he was like, okay, you know, I'm willing to try anything. So we started him on 4 in the morning and 4 at night for, I want to say, maybe about 60 days or so, and then decreased him slowly. And now he takes maybe 1 in the morning, 1 at night. But he says that it's changed his life, that not only has it helped him with, you know, pain and the inflammation that he was experiencing, but he's been able to go a lot farther for a lot longer without needing some of those surgeries. And for him and his field, that's a really profound change.
That's awesome. And I think one of the thing that comes to my mind with that is giving a massive dose at first, like that 4 twice a day, is really important, because we have to make, really what we're trying to do is, it's the chondrocytes that that make cartilage. And so we have to feed the chondrocytes. And that's why the MSM, the sulfur that's in there, the manganese, the niacinamide, the vitamin C, the B5, folic acid, B12, those are all things, silica, those are all things that the chondrocytes need to make more chondroitin sulfates, or to make more cartilage. And the, as you know, that the glucosamine hydrochloride, the glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate actually help protect the joint as well. So that's exciting. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Along those lines, there's two different products, and sometimes this is a little confusing for people. So there's a chondrosamine plus, but then there's a chondrosamine plus S. And the only difference is there was these big chondrosamine wars that went on, gosh, 10, 15 years ago. And some people said you have to use glucosamine sulfate. And some people said, well, you have to use glucosamine hydrochloride. And so, again, everybody's arguing back and forth. And the only difference is, to make glucosamine sulfate, to make glucosamine hydrochloride, they will use hydrochloric acid to pre-digest some of the, in this case, the shellfish, to get the glucosamine available. But when you use chondrosamine plus to get glucosamine as sulfate, they take another step, and they'll use sulfuric acid then to wash away the hydrochloride, and the sulfate attaches to the glucosamine. And so that becomes glucosamine sulfate. But because the sulfate molecule is much larger than the hydrochloride molecule, we can only get 600 milligrams of elemental glucosamine in, whereas in glucosamine plus, we get 1,000 milligrams in, but this comes in as sulfate. This is my personally, this is the product that I like the most, because sulfur is really important, not only for joints, it's important for skin, it's important for liver detoxification. And so I like to see I like to use that as much as possible. And so that's my favorite product. But, you know, we have both options based on what the physician wants to do. Is he looking for molecules of glucosamine, or is he looking for more molecules of sulfate? And that is the same. But other than that, it's the same formula, exactly the same formula. So whether it's chondrosamine plus when you use glucosamine as hydrochloride, or chondrosamine plus S, which stands for sulfate. So this was kind of an interesting, this was a chondroitin sulfate versus Celebrex, and it's a small study, and they were using it, comparing it to Celebrex, and it's, in this particular study, it was just as effective as Celebrex for knee osteoarthritis. So 604 patients from five European countries who had symptomatic knee osteoarthritis using 800 milligrams of pharmaceutical grade chondroitin sulfate. Now, by the way, when they say pharmaceutical grade chondroitin sulfate, they're meaning pre-digested chondroitin sulfate where the collagen has been removed. And that's the form that we use. We use a purified form of chondroitin sulfate. So they use it for 182 days. Researchers call for chondroitin sulfate to be used for long-term treatment of osteoarthritis, particularly in older people. And based on this study, two capsules of chondrosamine plus or chondrosamine plus S would be needed to achieve those study amounts. So that's exciting. It's exciting to see that they're finally doing research comparing nutrients to drugs. And chondroitin sulfate actually has been used to reduce plaquing in arteries in animals. They've been able to give animals atherosclerosis and rabbits, and then they give them chondroitin sulfate, and the chondroitin sulfate reduces that. So it's working on a multiple different levels. It's not just food for the joints, but it's works for so many other things as well. This is just kind of an interesting study that was done years ago, and what they did is they took, it was a correlation between price and percent of label claim of chondroitin sulfate, and they took 32 different products that were in the market using this phototrode titration method. And you can see this particular line refers to if the tablet was 50 cents, if it was $1, $1.50, $2, $2.50, $3, all the way up. And then this is the percent of label claim that's met. So here are these products, the cheaper products, you know, some of them were less than 10% label claim. And this even up to $4 were less than 10% label claim. It looks like the more expensive products tended to have more label claims. So again, it's one of those things that you kind of get what you pay for. Again, the beauty of working with a company like Biotix is they make sure that it is an active ingredient before they put it in the capsule. So when people said, as Shay mentioned with her dad, he tried several other brands, just because someone has tried chondroitin sulfate or glucosamine sulfate or glucosamine hydrochloride, that doesn't mean it's not going to work with Biotix. Give it a good 60 days and see what happens. BioMulti Plus, this was the first multiple that Biotix had, and it's actually surprising to me that it's number 32 because we have so many other good multiples. But the reason why this product, I think, has been such a big seller is, first, it's so reasonably priced, and also it's just a low-potency multiple vitamin mineral. So it's got all the vegetables culture or the vegetable culture in it. It's got a vegetable sprouted base, so it's a live product. It comes in both iron-free and iron-copper-free. So men shouldn't really use a lot of iron. Actually, people in general, unless you're a menstruating woman that you're on a regular basis losing blood, you shouldn't use a lot of iron. And some places in the country have copper problems. So this comes in iron and iron-copper-free forms. It's a broad spectrum multiple vitamin and mineral formula containing emulsified forms of fat-soluble vitamins, mixed ascorbates in terms of the vitamin C, and vegetable culture forms of trace elements. It's excellent for long-term preventative support and is a synergist for specific nutritional programs. So if you're putting someone on a program, a knee program like we discussed earlier with high dose chondroitin sulfate, you might want to use a couple BioMulti Plus every day just to make sure you get the balance of the other trace minerals. For long-term application, use one tablet twice a day with meals, again, as a synergist with other nutritional programs. Or short-term use, you can use higher amounts, two tablets three times a day, and then cut back. Bio3BG is a very interesting product. It's a strange name, and it's three parts B and one part G. And what that means basically is the B years ago, Royal Lee broke products into B and G fractions. And the B fraction is the thiamine fraction, the B1 for thiamine, B2 and B6. It's Bio3BG is the same as Bio-B100. Bio-B100 is 3 tablets, supplies 100% of the RDA. So it's a very low dose product. Dr. George Goodhart had the Biotics make that product for them, for him. He wanted a low dose product that he could give for back issues. And what he found is that sometimes muscles, if you could imagine in your mind that you have muscles on either side of the spine, sometimes the muscle will go into spasm. Well, for years we used to give people calcium, magnesium. We wanted to relax that tight muscle relaxants. But what he found is that the opposing muscle was flaccid. And so by strengthening the flaccid muscle, the other muscle would just relax on its own. So instead of giving something to relax the tight muscle, he found that by giving something to strengthen the weak muscle, the other muscle would relax on its own. So that's the function and the thinking behind Bio-B100. Bio-3BG, there's a huge need for thiamine sometimes. And so this product has 3 times the thiamine as the other B vitamins. And so that you'll get 1.5 milligrams of the phosphorylated form of B1 per tablet. Phosphorylated forms basically means that the body has to be converted into that thiamine chloride. Hydrochloride, as you know, is a synthetic B vitamin, and the body, before the body can use it, it has to add some other components to it, to some phosphorus and some other things. Well, the Bio-3BG is, these are all phosphorylated or forms that the body can use directly. And so you need far, far less than you would if you were going to use a thiamine hydrochloride, for example. So for best results, we take 2 tablets, which is 3 milligrams every waking hour for 10 days, and then three times daily. So if you determine there's a need for a high B level, B1 level, by taking 2 tablets, which again is 3 milligrams every waking hour. So let's say, you know, someone is awake for 16 hours. So 3 times 16 is what, 48. So you take 48 milligrams of B1, which is nothing, seems like a lot, but it's really nothing, for 10 days. And then you would drop down to 3 times daily. What do we use it for? Well, people that have cyclical personalities, reactive hypoglycemia, low blood pressure, increased sense of smell, increased sense of smell, taste, or hearing, an unwarranted fear of impending doom. Someone that has a chronic need for hydrochloric acid, someone that uses a lot of alcohol, drugs, or refined foods. Here's one, anion gap over 12. If we take sodium and potassium, and then we subtract chloride and CO2 from that, that's how you calculate the anion gap. And if it's over 12, that's a pretty good indicator that they need B1. And the higher that number goes, if you go to 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, those are classic needs for B1. So it's sodium and potassium, and then you subtract CO2 and chloride from the addition of sodium and potassium, and you'll get a number that ranges anywhere from 8 to 20. But the other thing is, anyone who's taking diuretics, hypertensive drugs, is going to deplete their B1. So if you've got someone that are on hypertensive medication, you want to add Bio-3BG. We talked about GTA Forte 2. It's our 34 best-selling product. We've talked about it in the past, but I wanted you to know that we have a number of lectures on this topic, and they are available. So if it's a little confusing to you on how to treat thyroid issues, contact our office, and we can get something more for you. It's really one of the star features of Biotics Research is their thyroid support. Again, the normal range for a TSH is 0.5 to 4. We use GTA Forte when the TSH is over 10, and we've seen drops from over 250 points to normal when we use GTA Forte 2 correctly. And again, you can contact your sales rep for individual coaching to obtain a more thorough understanding. What's in it? 20 milligrams of porcine glandular. By the way, this is Armour Thyroid, Nature Thyroid, that's a porcine thyroid glandular product, but they have the T4 and T3 left in it. You know, by law, we have to take T4 out, and we have to document that the T4 is taken out. So 20 milligrams of porcine thyroid glandular, along with the Synergist selenium, which is 26 micrograms, rubidium, 5 micrograms, and copper, 250 micrograms, and zinc, 10 milligrams. So you're getting about a 40-to-1 ratio of zinc to copper. GTA Forte 2 contains 4 times as much thyroid as GTA. We use when the TSH is greater than 2.5 with symptoms, we talked about that on session number 1, we use GTA. But when the TSH is over 10, we use GTA Forte with or without symptoms. Just as a quick reminder, thyroid hypofunction can be secondary to liver or adrenal dysfunction. If you've got some liver dysfunction or adrenal dysfunction, the liver has to conjugate T3, and when it's overloaded, it provides faulty feedback to the pituitary. And we'd start with 1 capsule 3 times a day. Again, as a reminder, soy products and isoflavones inhibit the conversion of T4 to T3, and it's contraindicated with low thyroid function. So if you soy products, you'd want to not take soy products. Okay, Eszyme Forte, number 35. Each tablet of Eszyme Forte contains 100 micrograms of naturally occurring selenium from the vegetable culture. And again, this is a process, the vegetable culture. It's similar to hydroponics in that you grow the vegetables, grow certain vegetables, and you add a liquid mineral to that vegetable, and then you dry the vegetable out, and so many milligrams of the vegetable will yield so many micrograms of trace minerals. So, but what's interesting is you're going to get 100 micrograms of naturally occurring selenium, but you're also going to get trace amounts of vanadium and trace amounts of rubidium, trace amounts of lithium, whatever germane to the particular plants that you're using, that you'll get small amounts of that. So again, when these tablets hit the stomach, it's food, it's concentrated food. And every time you see the word vegetable culture, there's at least 20 micrograms, if not more, of naturally occurring SOD and catalase. Selenium works with vitamin E to reduce antibodies in Hashimoto's patients. Selenium is also very important for healthy heart, very important to make glutathione. Where an organic form of selenium is required, such as heart-related problems, immune problems. Dr. Vasquez has done a lot of work on viruses and shown that selenium is something that will inhibit viral replication. Sugar handling problems, musculoskeletal problems, exposure to toxic gases, chronic yeast infections, chondromalacia, growing pains. Anytime you have a T4 to T3 conversion problem, or when additional antioxidant support is required. Iodine HP stands for high potency. It's 36. You have to remember that every cell needs iodine, and that iodine is antimicrobial. And so if there's a lot of gut bugs, iodine, it can be very powerful. We also will remind you that in the far right-hand section of the periodic table are what's called halogens. And halogens are chlorine, fluorine, and bromine, and those are the top ones. And in our society, fluoride is being used in our water, of course, but bromine is used as a dough conditioner. So up until about 1980, we were using iodine as a dough conditioner. Now we're using bromine, and so bromine is increasing in our environment. So as these halogens are increasing, our iodine levels are decreasing as well. So there's a greater need for iodine. And Dr. David Brownstein has written a book, Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It, is a fascinating read. Each tablet contains 12 milligrams of an iodide-iodine combination. So iodine is a oxidizing agent. Iodide is a reducing agent. And interestingly enough, the body needs both. We've seen more Hashimoto's than ever before. According to Dr. Brownstein and others, that it's not due to an iodine deficiency because he gives iodine. I mean, 25, 50, 75. He even says that he gives 100 milligrams of iodine a day to some people for short periods of time. Now, we don't really suggest using more than one tablet per day unless you're using a urinary iodine test to make sure that you're not overloading the system. And anytime iodine is used, we always want to use extra selenium because they work very closely together. And if you have an iodine deficiency and then you use up all your selenium, the selenium deficiency looks very much like an iodine deficiency. So you always want to make sure that you're giving some selenium at all times. Also, anytime you're using GTA, GTA Forte, or GTA Forte 2, we always want to add iodine to that because the thyroid is, by pushing the thyroid to make more T4, then what you're doing is using up the body's stores of iodine, but your breast and your uterine and your prostate, actually every cell in your body needs iodine, but you could actually cause an iodine deficiency if you don't give some. So we want to make sure we're always doing that. The drops are a little different. Each drop will give you 150 micrograms. Now, it's interesting. I've talked to a lot of people that have taken both the drops and the tablets, and some people just like the drops better. Now, the drops are 150 micrograms per tablet, per drop, I'm sorry. And so, in the tablets are 12 milligrams. So it's almost like 100 times more in the tablets, but people just say they feel the drops more. So I just throw that out there. It comes as potassium iodide, and potassium is the main base mineral iodide of intracellular fluid. It's an essential trace mineral required for producing thyroid hormones. It serves as an important role in skeletal muscle contraction, heart muscle contraction, transmission of nerve impulses, as well as release of energy from food. So perhaps it's the potassium in the potassium iodine that makes the big difference, why people feel it more. But we'll use it for thyroid conditions where additional iodine is required. People that have emotional changes during this change of seasons. If you see skin cracks on the hands and feet, excess or thick secretions. People that have sinus infections, ovarian dysfunction, benign cysts or fibroids, tenderness of the area around the costochondral, the costochondral cartilages. If you press those costochondral cartilage areas and it's tender, that's a classic need for iodine. And it topically it's very well absorbed in the skin. So if you see acne, boils, and even in some cases, rheumatoid arthritis. Interesting, you could use 5 to 20 drops in a glass of pure water or as a nasal lavage for sinus infections. We're actually going to record a Tuesday Minute on this, but a physician friend of mine called me and said, I got to tell you about, he goes, this is your best product in the line. I go, what? He says, no, your iodine forte drops are the best product you have in your line. And he said, what he has people do is take a half a dropper full and have them just hold it under their tongue for 5 minutes. And he goes, I've cleared up so many chronic sore throats, so many sinus infections. He said, I've had a chronic sinus infection. And he goes, he mentioned two or three patients that had these sore throats that the antibiotics couldn't fix. And this, the iodine forte drops did. So interesting side note. A test for iodine, you can use a 2% brown colored tincture of iodine and just paint on about a 3-inch square on either side of the thigh or lower abdomen. And you want to make sure that there's a slight brownish yellow stain, and it should be there for 24 hours. But if that brownish stain fades in less than 24 hours, that indicates an iodine need. And the quicker the stain fades, the greater the deficiency. Now, I've talked to Dr. Brownstein about this, and he said he doesn't like to use that test because it's inaccurate. He has patients take 50 milligrams of iodine and then collect their urine for 24 hours. I said, well, how many people, do you find need iodine? He goes, probably 95%, 96% of the people that I test. Well, you'll find that you get about 95, 96% of the people you test with this iodine test as well. So I think it's a great screening test that you can use, and it costs virtually nothing. NutriClear and NutriClear Free are number 37. NutriClear is a pea protein-based meal replacement shake. We use it for leaky gut, digestive inflammation, liver detoxification, rheumatoid arthritis, or any conditions where you might want to do a 7 to 14-day clearing procedure. You can use according to the label instructions. Whenever we use NutriClear, we always use some Livertrit Plus and Beta TCP to help process that as well. It comes in both chocolate and vanilla. More recently, we have a 15-day program called the NutriClear Plus Kit. It comes as a whole detoxification kit with a diet and shaker and the whole thing. But right now, the NutriClear, these two products are number 7. By the way, the NutriClear is sweetened with stevia. Some people don't like stevia. And however, there are, so we've created a product called NutriClear Free, and that's without stevia. And it's a little bit of a stronger taste. You might have to use some fruit. My wife drinks it without. She doesn't like stevia. She drinks it without. She just puts it in water. But some people that are a little bit more fussy might want to use fruit. But the beauty of the NutriClear itself, I think it contains 4 grams of sugar per serving. So it's it has a little sweetness to it. But remember, a lot of your patients are used to eating, you know, drinking Cokes and all kinds of other things. So sugar is not an issue for them. So a couple of grams of sugar to get a product down is not so bad. But the NutriClear Free does not have the stevia in it. Metastim is number 38. And the primary purpose of this was to help convert T4 to T3. Now, if one of your patients is taking Synthroid, that's a T4 product, but the body only uses T3, and so the body has to take away one of the iodines, and so it's a cellular thing that takes place at the cell, that takes place in the bowel, takes place in the kidney, but the Metastim is designed specifically to make that conversion, or to cool a hot thyroid. So if you see someone with Hashimoto's that's got an overactive immune system, the Metastim will help support that as well. And it contains your Sylvia officialis, kelp, bladderwrack, parenteral diffusa, which is another name is pellitoria of the wall, vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that are used to support thyroid function. If a patient is on Synthroid, as you know, it's illegal to stop their medication. However, if you add Metastim to help support the T4 to T3 conversion, that will be your best bet. Just as a total side note, sometimes doctors will ask me, you know, can we use, you know, our products to get them off of the medication that they're on? And if you find that a patient has been on medication for 5, 10, 15 years, it gets pretty tricky, because as you start changing things around, well, first of all, it's illegal for most of us. When you're changing medication and you're adjusting thyroid things, you're having to get blood work every 30 to 45 days. And so sometimes it's just not worth it. You know, patients' insurance companies are covering either the Armour or the NatureThroid or the Synthroid. And so we can work around that to still optimize their thyroid. But I just caution you that sometimes it might be more trouble than it's worth. Sometimes it's just easier to, if they're on Synthroid, just add the Metastim to make sure. Because what happens is they're on Synthroid and they feel great for a year, and then all of a sudden they're stuck. They don't feel as good anymore. Well, the reason is because they're not converting it to the usable form, and so that's the purpose of the Metastim. De-stress is number 39. This is a very unique product. It gives you 150 micrograms of hydrolyzed casein concentrate, and this is a decapeptide from casein. So we all know that casein can cause food sensitivities. We know that dairy can cause food sensitivities. But this is 10 specific, a deca, meaning 10 peptide amino acids from casein. So that we find that people that have food sensitivities, for the most part, are not sensitive to casein. And I say for the most part, because I think I've, over the last 35 years, I've seen one person that's sensitive. But it's very, very rare. So they don't have the side effects. It has no side effects. You could take it all day long. You could take, you know, 10 capsules a day if you like. But they've actually just found that when they just use two to four, that it works as well as a lot of drugs. They compared it to Librium, and they found that, was it Librium? It was a major anti-anxiety drug. I don't think it's Librium. But anyway, they have compared it to other drugs in animal studies and found it to be just as effective or more effective because it has no side effects. It was researched and patented in Europe for use with anxiety and other stress-related disorders, such as panic attacks and phobias. Works very quickly. The beauty of this product, you normally notice it in two or three doses. And so this was our sleep product for many, many years. And we found that people noticed by the second or third night, sometimes the first night, taking two capsules. But I've used it a lot with people with anxiety and people that have a hard time to unwind. Sometimes when I'm doing a lecture, an 8-hour lecture, I'm kind of ramped up. I'll take a couple of de-stress and it just calms me right down. So it's, and over the holidays, people are stressed out. It's a nice thing to have in your back pocket for sure. B-phosphate is number 40. It's a biologically active form of B6. As you know, pyridoxine hydrochloride is the form that's sold most frequently, but then the body has to add zinc and magnesium and B2 to change it to pyridoxal 5-phosphate. And so this is pyridoxal 5-phosphate in a vegetable culture base. We use it for carpal tunnel, for joint pain, trigger finger. For trigger finger, Dr. Goodhart said that if you would take B6 and a handful of pecans, raw pecans, it makes a powerful difference. And so that's something to consider. I've seen that work time and time again. High levels of homocysteine, anything over 10, supports immune function, asthma. People have water retention. B6 helps as a natural diuretic. Somebody that's sensitive to bright lights. Burning or tingling in the extremities. Think B6 is a cofactor for major neurotransmitters. Anybody that has low liver transaminases, so somebody has SGPT, SGOT that are 10 or less, that's a classic sign for B6. Somebody who's sensitive to MSG, because B6 along with magnesium helps reduce glutamate naturally, and it actually converts glutamate to GABA. B6 is a synergist to magnesium and zinc, and it's been very helpful for people with elevated CRP. So sometimes you get somebody with a C-reactive protein, and you just can't get it down. And we always think of it for inflammation or infection, and yes, that's the first thing you think of. But when it doesn't come down, try B6 phosphate. And we want to take 1 to 2 tablets 3 times a day with meals, and we want to use enough. This is a big key. So patients can remember their dreams. Carl Pfeiffer was a medical doctor with a PhD. He had the Pfeiffer Institute, and he used to give 500 milligrams 3 times a day of B6. I mean, he used B6, pyridoxine hydrochloride, a lot. And then when the B6 phosphate came out, they used it on a more regular basis. And that would be the number one indicator for him, even above blood tests. Do your patients remember their dreams? If they don't remember their dreams, it doesn't have to be B6 phosphate, but make sure they're taking enough B6 in another product so that they do remember their dreams. Very high doses can cause neurological damage. So we don't want to use more than 2,000 milligrams for short periods of time or 500 milligrams for prolonged periods. But again, we're talking each tablet is 20 milligrams per tablet. So if you do, you know, 1 to 2 tablets 3 times a day, let's say the 2 tablets 3 times a day, that's 6 tablets, 6 times 20 is 120 milligrams. So you're very, very safe with this product. I have a tendency towards a B6 deficiency. And so if I don't take some form of B6, I won't remember my dreams. But if I take, you know, 20 milligrams, I'm dreaming all night long. So you don't need a lot once you start getting cellular levels built up. Glucobalance, this is a really interesting product. This was developed by Drs. Alan Gabby and Drs. Jonathan Wright, and they wanted to develop a baseline of They went through all the research, anything that had to do, now this again is about 30 years old, this formula, but they, at the time, anything that had to do with a vitamin or a mineral that was, that have to do with diabetes, blood sugar dysregulation, they put it in this particular formula. And so, they use it for insulin dependent diabetics, non-insulin dependent diabetics, hyperinsulinemia, syndrome X, hyperglycemia. We don't use it as much for hypoglycemia, and I'll show you why in just a second, but they used it for hypoglycemia. Elevated triglycerides, classic. That's really where I think where this product shines is high triglycerides, especially with low HDLs, somebody with carbohydrate sensitivity and dysinsulinism. And the dosage is 2 capsules 3 times a day. For a very large person, somebody over 300 pounds might do 3 capsules 3 times a day. We want to reduce carbohydrates, of course. That makes a big difference. But where it says note, with insulin-dependent diabetics, ensure patients check their blood sugar levels frequently, as glucose balance will often have a dramatic effect on insulin need. And that, not just insulin, that would be metformin or any other type of medication, because the medication is going to force the blood sugar down. And when you start getting the right vitamins and minerals, the body will just naturally bring the blood sugar down. GlucoResolve is a new product. It's similar to GlucoBalance in that it contains the vitamins and minerals necessary for blood sugar regulation, but it has some updated botanical agents to support blood sugar. The main thing that all those botanical agents increase something called AMPK, which stands for adenosine monophosphate activated protein kinase. Say that 3 times, you know, turning in a circle and you'll get a little dizzy. But AMPK is a metabolic regulator. It turns on the process of aerobic cell growth, which is what normal healthy cells use within the mitochondria. Actually, also within the mitochondria is even cancer cells. So it causes cancer cells to starve and eventually self-destruct. So AMPK is a very interesting enzyme. And that's the GlucoResolve has the same, a lot of the same vitamin minerals. As a matter of fact, let's look at the next slide. So you can see, this is a slide that has all the different vitamins and minerals. You know, it's got thiamine as co-carboxylates, which is a phosphorylated form, as well as thiamine mononitrate, B2 as riboflavin phosphate, the phosphorylated form. And then, it also has biotin, a very healthy dose of biotin, which is really important for blood sugar, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, copper, all the things. And then it's got some things like pomegranate, berberine, green tea, acetyl-carnitine, CoQ, N-acetylcysteine. Again, all things that will help stimulate AMPK. So that's, it's not in the top 50 yet, but it will be probably next year at this time. Bioglycozyme is 42, and this is kind of an interesting product. When Biotics first came out, one of the researchers, naturopath, looked at everything that had to do with low blood sugar and reactive hypoglycemia. So he put everything that had to do with reactive hypoglycemia in there. So things like B1, phosphorylated forms of B1, B2, neonatal bovine glandulars like liver and adrenal, chromium, vanadium, zinc, manganese. And so, it's a very unique formula, specifically for adrenal issues. So what we do is take 2 to 3 tablets at 10 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 2 hours after supper. But the big thing, and wanted just to bring this to your attention, if a patient is able to fall asleep, but they can't stay asleep, add 3 tablets right before bedtime. And I can't tell you how many people have told me that it's changed their life because they would go to sleep and then they'd wake up in the middle of the night and then they're like staring at the ceiling, and this really helps them stay asleep. So that might be something to consider.
I can actually second that. We actually had quite a few clients that we'd have them take it at bedtime and it would help them sleep. We used to call Bioglycozyme the sugar handling multivitamin. Okay. In our office, we found that it just had, you know, from sleep to maintaining healthy weight or hypoglycemia, blood, just overall blood sugar regulation throughout the day, people that feel like they dip, that bioglycoside was really helpful for a lot of people.
Well, it is. I think it, one of the reasons I think it is because it has, it really does have a high level of the phosphorylated form of B1. And then it also has some adrenal function, adrenal, neonatal adrenal in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know that, people with low blood pressure specifically do really well. But in fact, years and years ago, gosh, now we're talking 20 years, 20, almost 20. My daughter was working with us and, she, was faint, felt like she was going to pass out. And, I had her just lay down for a few minutes and I tested her, and her leg length was such that it was about 3/4. One leg was 3/4 shorter than the other one. And I tasted a couple supplements. When she tasted bioglycoside, she goes, "Oh my gosh, this stuff is so terrible." But it balanced her leg out completely, which is a classic sign of a need for adrenal. And, you know, she took just one capsule and just, you know, relaxed for about 5 minutes, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe how good I feel." And she was off and running. So it can make a big difference for some people when you need that that form of B1. Livitrit number 43. This is an herbal preparation based on Ayurvedic principles with milk thistle and trace minerals from raw sugarcane juice. Again, that's called the Wozen, or the anti-stiffness factor. And we use it for liver diseases, congestion, toxicity, alcoholism, heavy metal body burdens, chemical radiation due to liver viruses, hepatitis, mono, Epstein-Barr, cytomegaloviruses, cirrhosis, arthritis. And we use it oftentimes with NutriClear if you've got gastric inflammatory problems. And so we start with one tablet 3 times a day, and then increase one tablet every 3 days until a maximum of 3 tablets 3 times a day is reached. It flushes a lot of toxins out of the liver. And so we want to make sure that, that we have some beta TCP along with that. I'm sure many of you are familiar with this, but for those of you that aren't, if you're going to stir up that liver and start dumping all those poisons, that biliary tree has to be open. And so everything comes out, with bile, and the bile will attach itself to a lot of those toxins. But if you don't have free flowing bile and those all, let me just back up for a second, because I didn't know this. Maybe you know it, but, all toxins, whether it's spider venom, whether it's snake venom, whether it's, you know, rabies, whatever it might be, whether it's infection, all toxins cause free radicals. And so when you liberate toxins in your liver, you're stirring, it's like you've got an aquarium tank with all this silt at the bottom, and you're stirring that tank up, and everything gets real cloudy. Well, those are the toxins. Those are the free radicals that are being released. And so Livitrit Plus will stimulate. It's got some silymarin, which is a natural antioxidant, and some of the Ayurvedic herbs are natural antioxidants as well. But we want to make sure that gallbladder is open so that we can dump, and the bile is flowing, so we can bind those toxins, and then we can get them out of the liver as fast as possible. So we always like to use Beta Plus with Livitrit Plus at the same dosage. So 1 and 1, 2 and 2, 3 and 3, as well. Did you have experience with this product, Shay?
Yeah, we actually use Livitrit quite a bit. One of the clients that I really liked using it with is somebody who had Guillain-Barré, so, and Epstein-Barr qualities. So Livitrit was probably one of the first products for him that was able to open up that biliary tree. We did actually use it in conjunction with Beta TCP and Beta Plus. He took both at different times. I think he overlapped for maybe a couple weeks. But it was really profound for him in getting some of those like viral toxins out of the body. And then we also used it quite a bit with clients, on repairing the liver, whether it was from prior alcohol damage or gastric inflammation. But we had, I would say it was probably one of the top 5 products in our office.
Wow. That's impressive. Good. Thanks for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just as a reminder, and you might have seen this in another presentation that we've done, and this was something that I borrowed from the Biotics Corporation, And it just talks about to remind her that that botanicals contain toxins. And so what happens with biotics is they'll get a barrel full of silymarin, for example. And what they'll do is they put it in quarantine. And then what they do is they'll take a samples out and then they'll check for, plate count to see if there's any bacteria. They'll check for heavy metals. They'll check for solvents that might be in there. They'll check to make sure that it's active. And if it's not, then they send it back. And I remember that I was talking to Dennis DeLuca once, who was the president of Biotics, and I said, well, what do they do with those products? He said, well, they sell it to other people. I said, how do you know? He said, because they sell it back to us. I said, how do you know? He says, because we keep records when we send it back, why we send it back. And if we get the same thing back again, we know that the company is less than ethical, that's what they're doing. And so this is an example of a celery product. This was the supplier. They didn't put the name in there, of course. This was the code that they gave for the biotics research code. And the reason why they rejected it is because there was bugs in there. Evening primrose oil. This was the code. The reason why they rejected it was that from 2 weeks from when they received it, it would have gone rancid. So it would have expired in 2 weeks if they would have kept that product. Resveratrol, 20% resveratrol product. It had more than 10 parts per million of mercury. Bitter melon, it's a 4-to-1 ratio product. And they use it for something. And that had a toxic form of E. coli in it. Grape skin powder. It had more than 100,000 colony forming units per gram. And so it was a product that was loaded with bacteria. You know, bacteria is not necessarily bad, but when you have it, when it's overwhelming the product, then it is a problem. Here's broccoli. We use it for nitrogreens. Lead. Our goal, our standard has to be less than 10 parts per million. This is 154 parts per million. I mean, this was a toxic plant. Ginkgo biloba exceeded the 10 parts per million. Isatis leaf exceeded 10 parts per million. And Icelandic kelp, one of the companies that professional company actually that's out there, wanted to make a high dose iodine product, but they wanted to use kelp instead of potassium iodine. And so they just they took enough kelp and concentrated it so that they would have 10 grams of iodine in it. Well, we bought the product from someone else and we measured it and we found out that it was loaded with arsenic. And so we tried to find sources of kelp to make our product a little bit more natural, having other trace minerals in it, but we couldn't find anything. So we noted that when a company did use high doses of kelp, that it did have high levels of arsenic. And again, I say that not because it's a bad company, but because if you're not doing the testing, you don't know. If you don't know that these things have lead or mercury or arsenic, you know, you're gonna purchase them and you're gonna put them in products, and sadly the products won't be effective. Number 44 is FC Cytal, and this is kind of a unique product. Most of you know that we have an amazing product for yeast and bacteria called ADP, and it's just been a home run for us for years. But it doesn't work for everybody, and so Dr. Lesneski found that there was some people, yeast go into these mycelial forms, and they're really difficult. They kind of form a covering around them, and it's really difficult to treat them. And so what he did is develop this product, FC Cytal, as an alternative for really stubborn yeast forms to kind of break through that mycelial form. But it has got things, crazy stuff like French tarragon and Artemisia draculonis and Indian tenospora and horsetail, thyme, Paul D'Arco, stinging nettles and olive leaf. And you think, although it was geared for these stubborn yeast forms, you know, olive leaf is very antiviral. Paul D'Arco, although it's for yeast, is also antibacterial, and so is thyme and French tarragon. So a lot of times we kind of put these herbs into a kind of into a slot that it only covers one thing, but they actually cover multiple roles and do multiple things because these herbs are used, these botanical agents, really type flavonoid types that have high flavonoids that are designed to protect the plant against, you know, external infection. And sometimes the external infection is viruses, sometimes it's bacteria, and sometimes it's fungus. And so they have multiple roles. And so that's the beauty of this product, FC Cytal. And we, there was a study that was done using for SIBO, and a medical doctor used Dysbiocide. We talked about that a little bit, and they did two Dysbiocide twice a day and two FC Cytal twice a day. And they started with that, and they found it was just as effective or more effective than this drug Rifaximin, which is anywhere from $1,000 to $1,400 a month. So that's actually a very low dose of two of each of these. So we always encourage people start with two of each for a couple weeks with a low carbohydrate diet, and then increase to maybe two, three times a day if you're needed. That's why it says two capsules three times a day. That's the average capsule, but sometimes it's too much. So you just start with two twice a day or one twice a day and work your way up. And Shay, did you say that you have earlier we talked that you had some success with this?
Yeah, we actually used FC Cytal for a couple different things. So of course the yeast, it was always really helpful. And I actually had a few clients that would swear by it for even like allergies, or we would say like a drying herb, like it would dry up their sinuses, whether it was an allergy or a sinus infection. And then I had a client who had a dairy sensitivity, and every time she would eat dairy or get exposed to any type of like mold from like a cheese, she was miserable. Through our muscle testing or through MFT, I found that FC Cytal, that's what her body would ask for every single time. And we'd give her, you know, sure enough, like two FC Cytal twice a day for two or three days, and she was golden again. She felt so much better. So we started testing that theory on a lot of people that had those sensitivities with like a mold, like a peanut butter or a cheese. And so we would have them take FC Cytal in conjunction with that. And it was a really great change for them.
Wow, that's a great idea. And that makes sense if you think about it. How do you make cheese? You make cheese with a molding agent. And sure. So if they're sensitive to, if their body already has a lot of mold already, then even adding a small mold with the cheese would accentuate what they already have. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Okay. So along the same lines, I kind of threw Beta Plus in here, and I'll tell you why. With cases of dysbiosis, I actually learned this also from Dr. Lesneski, that with cases of dysbiosis, always make sure the bile is flowing properly, because if it's not, bile is actually a natural antimicrobial. Oh my gosh, this is terribly misspelled, but actually a natural antimicrobial agent. And what it does is it changes the pH of the bowel of the small intestine to alkaline. If the pH is of the small intestine is acidic, then things creep up from the large intestine and start taking up residence in the small intestine. And when that happens, and you eat a carbohydrate, what do those bacteria want to do? Those bacteria want to eat. And when they eat, they, as Dr. Klinghart would say, they have the peas in the poops, and the peas in the poops creates the gas. And that gas causes, you know, like a ballooning effect in someone's gut. So if ever you have a patient that when they take a probiotic, or they take, you know, when they eat carbohydrates, that they just blow up and they have to open their belt buckle, because they have so much gas, that's a classic sign that they've got some SIBO going on. And it might not be enough that they need to be with a severe drug, but they've got some kind of dysbiotic thing going on, and Beta Plus makes a big difference. So Beta Plus is very similar to Beta TCP. The word beta comes from beets, of course. And so it contains 100 milligrams of an ox bile extract, 50 milligrams of pancreatic enzymes, 100 milligrams of organic beets, 20 micrograms of SOD, 20 micrograms of catalase. So studies have shown when patients would have their gallbladders have been removed, there's an increase of colon cancer, because what happens is the fats are not broken down properly, and so they start to rancidify. And when they rancidify, they can give off toxins, and those toxins can cause free radical problems, etc. So there was a Tuesday minute number 119, and that would be something you might want to take a look at if you want more information. So one of the things that we like to do with beta plus, if you give too much beta plus, what'll happen is the body will recognize that there's all these bile acids and it'll stop making bile. So by taking maybe one three times a day on day one, and two, three times a day, day two, three times a day, day three, then go back down to one. So by you're changing the dose and changing the concentration, and what it'll do is it'll your body won't create that dependency on it. Another thing to keep in mind is something called a Murphy sign, and most of you chiropractic physicians are familiar with that, but basically you have the patient lay on their back and bend their knees, and then you have, with your palm down, you slowly stick your hand as they inhale up underneath their right rib cage. And you should be able to stick 2-3 fingers up an inch or so underneath someone's rib cage. But as soon as you push under the rib cage, if they go, then, you know, that's a classic person. It's got a gallbladder problem. And then you want to detoxify and get that gallbladder functioning in a healthy way. So that's a big sign. So beta plus and beta TCP work together. Sometimes if you have someone, if their gallbladder has been removed, or if they've got light or clay colored stools, we'll use beta plus for a couple bottles and then switch to beta TCP. And that was interesting, Shay, you mentioned that you used beta plus and beta TCP together. Did you guys do that a lot, or was that just an individual case?
No, I think we used it a fair amount together, actually. We found that it helped people a lot with their digestive discomfort. And then the NTA, or the Nutrition Therapy Association, often recommends in their protocols that you use them together for kind of what you were talking about, just making sure you're supporting it from both aspects. So often we would have people like, I know a lot of my clients that didn't have a gallbladder, they would be on, you know, like a beta plus because they didn't have a gallbladder, but they would still have some type of inflammation or blockage in their biliary tree. So we would add like a beta TCP in there to help with that.
Okay. Okay. The other thing is that I want to call your attention to 100 milligrams of it's a certified organic beets. And so beets have a lot of nitric oxide, and so it helps have a lot of nitrogen, which helps your body make nitric oxide. So just beets are a great product on multiple levels. You need betaine hydrochloride, you need betaine for many things, which comes from beets. But I wanted to call it to your attention, we're talking about all this antimicrobial stuff and SIBO, so I wanted to make sure that you are aware of that connection, because that can be a huge thing. Then 46, while we're talking about dysbiosis, we want to remember caprin. And caprin contains 1,200 milligrams of caprylic acid per two capsules. And the caprylic acid actually comes from coconut oil. And Dr. Peterson, he's a chiropractor, has a diplomat in nutrition, and that's his favorite antimicrobial product. And he's done hundreds and hundreds of stool cultures. And when they did the antimicrobial aspect, sensitivity, the thing that came up for him the most was caprylic acid. So he always uses caprin kind of as his go-to whenever he has an issue. He'll add either ADP or berberine for fungal issues. If he's got SIBO or a positive indicant test, he uses a lot of does an indicant test on every patient. And he'll always make sure he uses low carbohydrates or some fermented foods. But the caprin, and he'll use 9 to 12 capsules daily with meals until that, and either ADP or berberine, and he'll continue to do that until that that indican test balances out. But that's a nice one. And it's, what's nice about that is you could use that with pregnant women. It's because everything just stays in the intestine. It's nothing that's getting reabsorbed back into the system. Even ADP can be reabsorbed into the system. But you have to take a lot of it, but caprin everything stays in the bowels. So that's kind of a nice thing to know about. So that's kind of it for the top 50. I wanted to just kind of bend your ear just for another 10 or 15 minutes on some other products. And the reason being you know, sometimes you have when some, I wanted to talk about some new products or when nothing else works, you want to consider these. And so, one is called glutarase, one's called, inositol, a particular form of balanced D8, a lithium formulate, a product called SAM methylate plus and bioADEK. Let me just kind of run through just a couple more slides. Glutarase, a lot of enzymes work in the petri dish, but when exposed to the changing pH of the GI tract, they're ineffective. And these enzymes are effective when the pH is between 7 and 8, which is outside the range of the stomach. But when these enzymes are exposed to pepsin in the stomach, they're substantially degraded. There's only one enzyme that's been shown to be stable under gastric conditions, and that's tolerase G, and that's actually what's in glutarase. So it's been shown to be effective in human trials. It's a specialized enzyme preparation providing that tolerase. It's actually called propyl endopeptidase. It's been shown to significantly degrade gluten in the stomach in the duodenum of human volunteers. So we use it with gluten-sensitive patients. Or actually when gluten-sensitive patients eat out, it doesn't, when you're at home, you're pretty strict with your diet, but anytime you go to a restaurant, you don't know exactly what's gonna happen. So there's a lot of cross-contamination that goes on. It's got some additional things that help gut healing, gamma-risinol from rice, which is a mixture of sterols and ferulic acid. It's been documented to support gastric healing. Okra, most of you are familiar with, is a mucilaginous nutrient, provides significant support to mucous membranes. It also provides pectin and mucilage and possesses plant-based antioxidant activity, and something called marshmallow extract. Its polysaccharides provide further support. So just a quick story. So very close friend of mine was exhibiting some severe problems. Actually, we would get together on Tuesday nights for a Bible study and then afterwards play a Texas Hold'em, which is kind of fun. And all the time when we were playing, he'd have to get up and use the bathroom and have diarrhea. And so finally I said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "Gosh, and I've got this terrible stomach pain. It just won't go away." And I said, I gave him some Intenzyme. He thought I was a miracle worker. He goes, "Oh my gosh, all my pain is gone. So this is amazing." And so later on, we had him tested using a company called KBMO, and he was significantly high, tested significantly towards gluten. And after he got off gluten, he said, Joe, you've changed my life. I can't believe it. He goes, "Every night when I would lay in bed, I thought I had stomach cancer because my pain was so bad in my stomach." So he knew that he was sensitive to gluten, and he would stay off it, and he felt like $1 million. But he went to Chicago, and he said, I got to have Giordano's pizza. I got to have this deep dish pizza. And so I had suggested that he take some glutarase with him and whenever he eats out in a restaurant, because he's in the real estate business and he has a lot of meetings at restaurants. And even though you're, again, eating clean food, you're ordering clean food, you don't know what you're getting. And he was very sensitive. But he took two glutarase before that pizza and two afterwards, and he said, "Joe, I didn't even have a single pain in my gut." And so this is a product that really works for gluten sensitivity patients, and you'll find a lot more of your patients have it than you realize. Also has some vitamin U complex, which is helpful for stomach problems, and again, SOD and catalase. And you can see a Tuesday Minute 445 that goes into more detail on it. This is kind of an unsung hero for a lot of really challenging cases. So secondary messengers pass signals from the outside of the cell to the membrane, and then they transfer information to the inside of the cell, and then messages go to the targeted to the nucleus or the target organelles. So neurotransmitters like dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, acetylcholine, insulin, and other hormones have to use this secondary messenger system to activate intracellular organelles. And this secondary messenger system is dependent upon inositol. So because this is a bilipid layer in the cell, sometimes hormones, sometimes things can't get in, neurotransmitters can't get inside the cell, so they're dependent on this secondary messenger service to get the signal from the outside of the cell, and then they carry it to the inside of the cell to where things are to be activated. So Dr. Walsh, Bill Walsh, who's tested in excess of 30,000 people assessing their methylation capacity, said there's about 22% are hypomethylators, and which means they have low levels of the methyl groups. And since methyl groups are associated or needed to make neurotransmitters, an undermethylated person tends to be depleted in neurotransmitters. So his experience is that patients with anxiety, depression, and insomnia often benefit from inositol. Reason being, those neurotransmitters can't get through the cell membrane, and when you give them inositol, it helps that secondary messenger system work more efficiently. This was kind of interesting. It was a study with Hashimoto's patients showed the combination of selenomethionine and inositol helped reduce thyroid antibodies as well as elevated TSHs. Researchers commented that inositol makes TSH receptors more sensitive to the TSH signal, which is useful in Hashimoto's patients. This is another interesting study. They looked at 1,500 milligrams of metformin to 4 grams of a form called myo-inositol with women with polycystic ovary syndrome. Now, these are people that had insulin resistance or had hyperinsulinemia. And among the patients treated with metformin, spontaneous ovulation activity was restored in 50% of the cases. Awesome. Pregnancy occurred spontaneously in 11 or 36% of the cases. Awesome. I mean, metformin with polycystic ovaries really helped. But in the myo-inositol group, spontaneous ovulation was restored in 65% of the patients, and ovulation occurred after a mean of 14.8 days from day one of the menstrual cycle, and pregnancy occurred spontaneously in 18 or 48% of the patients. So you can see that overall, this data underlined that myo-inositol supplementation provided significantly higher benefits than metformin. So that's a nice thing to keep in your quiver to know about. Now, there's at least 8 forms of inositol that have been identified, and there's 2 forms, myo-inositol, which we just discussed, and D-chiroinositol. But in the body, there's a plasma range of 40 to 1. So 40 parts myo-inositol, 1 part D-chiroinositol. And both myo-inositol and D-chiroinositol are able to exert insulin-sensitizing effects, which lead to a reduction in glucose and insulin levels in the blood. So polycystic ovary is very common endocrine disruption, affecting women in the reproductive age. It's a major cause of infertility. Blood sugar and insulin resistance are important factors with PCOS. And the phospholipids containing myo-inositol increase the permeability of the cell membrane to glucose. That's how the myo-inositol works, by increasing the permeability of the cell membrane. But phospholipids containing D-chiroinositol mediate glycogen synthesis. So not only are we increasing the permeability of the cell membrane to allow glucose to get in, but D-chiroinositol mediates glycogen synthesis. So newer studies are confirming increased benefits by using a combination of both types of inositol. So each serving size contains is 1.5 teaspoons, and it gives you 5 grams of the myo dechiro blend in a 40-to-1 ratio. And what's nice about this is it mixes well with water. It has a sweet taste. Dr. George Goodart said, when treating resistant blood sugar cases, always consider inositol when you have resisted blood sugar cases. So that was Tuesday minute number 453. One other thing to keep in mind is lithium forte, and we'll show that in just a second. Now, lithium forte is a free form of lithium. It's not carbonate. It's not an orotate. It comes from plants. And so basically, it's this vegetable culture process, and biotics will use peas, lentils, broad beans, other types of peas and lentils, specifically based on the mineral that they're using for this this growing process. But you'll get they grow the plants, they put the mineral, in this case lithium, into the water. The plants absorb it, the plants grow, and then they dry the plants out, and then they put them in a tablet form. And so many milligrams of the plant gives you so many micrograms of lithium. So there's a couple different Tuesday minutes, 417 and 528. But lithium modulates dopamine. It optimizes serotonin. It reduces excess glutamate. It decreases inflammation and it suppresses pro-inflammatory cytokines. So the reason I wanted to comment on this is when other things fail, you know, when you're trying, you give serotonin, you give 5-HTP, you give melatonin, you have all these different hormones, consider using lithium 2-3 times a day and Balance B8 one scoop as a sleep aid. And we've seen so many home runs with this. I can't even begin to tell you. There's a great book called Lithium, the Cinderella Nutrient by Dr. Greenblatt and Kayla Grossman, where they talk about using lithium orotate. But the problem with the orotates is the labeling is deception. So you have, it might say, 5 milligrams of lithium orotate, but you're only getting, you know, 1 or 2%, sometimes up to 5% lithium. Mostly you get is that long orotate molecule. This is kind of cheesy to cut and paste, but we took a picture of the 2002, Melvin Verbach, wrote a little commentary in the Townsend Letter, but I just had to throw this in. And it said, even a lower dose lithium dose may be adequate. In an open trial, 6 female and 7 male depressed patients ages 18 to 50 years old, most of whom have been diagnosed by their personal physicians as having a bipolar disorder. Now that's, bipolar is pretty serious. Five out of the 7 men had sisters who were on standard lithium dosages, received 50 micrograms of natural lithium derived from vegetable cultures concentrates. Now that's biotics product, 50 micrograms. That's like nothing. Just to give you an idea, Elizyme, there is an Elizyme, which is 50 micrograms, but the Elizyme Forte, which I had in the earlier slide, is 150 micrograms per tablet. So they gave 50 micrograms of natural lithium derived from vegetable culture concentrates with each meal. All 13 patients improved in about 10 days, and there were no side effects. Because the dosage was so low, serum lithium levels were not measurable. After 6 weeks, they were taken off the lithium, and within 3 days, all 13 patients had regressed to their former state of depression. Lithium was resupplied, and after another 2 days, they improved once again with elimination of the depressive symptom. So a little bit can make a profound difference with lithium. And this is just an article, is lithium a micronutrient? And it talks about that lithium can resynchronize circadian rhythms. It can also normalize the function of the hypothalamo-pituitary adrenal axis by affecting the expression of corticotropins in the adrenal glands. And I know Dr. Mark Forst uses a ton of lithium in his practice, and he uses it mostly to stabilize the adrenal glands because you need lithium. Lithium will help pull in tyrosine, which supports the adrenal glands. Just a couple more. Sam methylate plus, over 20%, as I mentioned, of our under methylators. This means the body's not donating methyl groups via something called SAM. This under methylated state translates into lowered neurotransmitters, as well over 200 enzymes that are underfed. So we need methylation, it's really important. So we can have over-methylation, which means the body is hyper-donating methyl groups and the result being an excess of neurotransmitters. This process of over-methylation occurs less frequently, about 8%. And some of the symptoms of over-methylators are anxiety, acne, achy joints, agitation, headaches, irritability, insomnia, migraines, nausea, palpitations, and rash. And if you ever find someone that you're considering might be an over-methylator, give them niacin. And because niacin will help with that over-methylation process. We can have a lack or shortage of methyl groups, and trimethylglycine or betaine are the most prevalent, but Biotix just introduced a product to their line called TMG powder to compensate for the patients who might have a shortage of methyl groups. Also, heavy metals will short-circuit any of the pathways and will need to be cleared, and mineral deficiencies will also reduce enzymes or SNP activity. So I wanted to share with you, and we should probably do a whole webinar just on this, and it's a Romberg test. And basically what you do is you have a patient stand shoulder length apart, and then you have them stand on one leg for 20 seconds, then have them stand on the other leg for 20 seconds, and you have to be prepared to catch them if they might be go out of balance. And then we want to taste different nutrients, and then we find out which nutrients might support them neurologically. So we start with their eyes open, but if they can stay in 20 seconds with their eyes open, then we have them get stable and then close their eyes. Have them get stable when they stand on one leg with their eyes open and then close their eyes. And they should be able to stand with their eyes closed 15 to 20 seconds relatively easily. But if once their eyes are closed, if they fall or they go off balance, then that's an indication of a neuromuscular issue. It's a neurological issue causing a short circuiting of the muscles. So by tasting different products, you can change that. And it is very dramatic. I mean, I had a woman, patient, she's about 72 years old, and she could only stand with her eyes open for 7 seconds with one leg. And when I gave her some products, she was able to stand, with her eyes open for 20 seconds on one leg. And she thought I was a miracle worker. So, what I've done is just given you an overview of the products in order of things to check. And you'll notice the first thing is SAM methylate plus. And then we go into a reduced form of folic acid called calcium folinate, 5-MTHF methylfolate plus, which has 5-MTHF, and B6 we use, trimethylglycine, niacin. And so this goes through the whole methylation process. And then we actually go into heavy metals and look for different minerals. So it's a pretty exciting way to go through, and perhaps we'll do a webinar on that and go through the rationale of how each of those will affect the body. But I just thought I'd throw that in there. Each capsule of SAM methylate plus contains 200 milligrams of SAMe and all the cofactors necessary to convert homocysteine to SAMe naturally, which would be pyridoxal 5-phosphate, B12 as methylcobalamin, folate as 5-methyltetrahydrofolate, L-methionine, choline, trimethylglycine, and SOD and catalase, and we generally suggest one twice a day. If for some reason, and this is possible, that the patients feel hyper with SAM methylate plus, that's a sign that they're that 8%, they're the hypermethylators, and that could be easily treated with niacin, and so keep that in mind. Again, Tuesday Minute number 418 describes the Romberg test and a form that you could use for this methylation issue. So finally, I just wanted to mention a new, relatively new product. It's actually been out for about a year now, called BioADEK Molzin. 30 to 40%, according to researchers, of every new patient that you see has a fatty liver. And that means they have a fatty liver, they have biliary stasis, or a congested liver. So vitamins in their pre-emulsified state will definitely increase performance. So just to give you an idea, 5 drops of BioADEK Molzin will give you microemulsified forms of 1200 IUs of vitamin A as palmitate, 1000 IUs of vitamin D as D3, 30 IUs as vitamin E, as both D-alpha and mixed tocopherols, and 100 micrograms of K as K1 and K2 in a 50-50 ratio. And so you can see a Tuesday Minute 479 emulsions, better uptake and safety. So we're pretty excited about that product. It's one of the best products, I think going to be one of the biggest selling products Biotics has, because we need all the fat-soluble vitamins. Any final comments by Shay before we sign off from you?
I don't think so. I think you covered it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Well, I appreciate everyone's patience, and we'll look forward to being with you again. And we'll talk soon. Thank you.